Good morning, Ross.
Hey, Fraser.
For you.
Oh.
Little token of thanks. After you cut those new promos, Dr. Frank on KTLK practically vanished from the radio. I know I'm not very good at picking out gifts for people usually, but when I saw this in the window, I knew it was perfect for you. Well, maybe I should have gone with the shawl.
No, it's not the purse.
Look.
Although I do hate it. I don't even know why I'm crying.
Oh, Roz, it's the pregnancy. A soup of hormones churns through your body, and naturally your emotions are rising and falling at the slightest provocation.
That's idiotic.
All right, all right. Is there something else going on?
Last night was a disaster.
Oh, right, your date.
Yes, everything was going fine until he tried to order me a drink, but then I told him I was pregnant.
You didn't tell him you were pregnant before the date?
Well, it's not the easiest thing in the world to tell someone. Besides, I was hoping my radiant glow would do the talking for me.
Your glow? Oh, please, Ross, do you really think that anyone could miss your glow?
So I tell him, and he says, fine, it's not a problem. 5 minutes later, he tells me his pager is vibrating. He has an emergency. He has to go to work.
Well, maybe he was telling the truth.
He sells wicker furniture. Who needs their end tables recaned at 9:30 at night?
Oh, Roz. Oh, God, Roz, look, I owe you an apology, Roz. It's not the hormones. You're embarking on a tremendous life-changing journey. Now, naturally, anybody would be emotional. For what it's worth, I think you're handling it beautifully.
Oh, thanks, Fraser.
Yeah.
I'm fine. Okay. I just need to go back to work.
Right.
My God, my pen is out of ink!
Well, let's not discount the hormones altogether. Hello. I'd like to return this purse.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry, but this was a sale item, and we have a no-return policy. Your wife didn't like it.
Well, I'm not married at the moment.
Girlfriend?
No girlfriend either. And frankly, I don't have time to go into all my other non-existent relationships. It was a gift for a friend.
Ah. Well, perhaps your friend would like to make it work with some matching shoes. We have up to size 13.
This really was a gift, and I would thank you when you say the word friend not to italicize it.
Excuse me, sir. I couldn't help overhearing. May I help you out here?
If you hold her down, I can do the rest.
Well, hopefully that won't be necessary. Look, Jill, we're all reasonable people here. Why don't you just give this nice gentleman a store credit?
Look, I don't make the rules.
Yes, but a shrewd saleswoman such as yourself knows that this business isn't about rules. It's about relationships. Now, look at this man. Cultured, impeccably dressed, well-to-do. Exactly the sort of man you'd love to have a relationship with. Now, there's only one thing standing in the way of that relationship, Jill. He's not happy with his purse.
It's not my purse.
Maybe his purse was the wrong color. Maybe it didn't hold enough.
It's not my purse.
Now, the point is, if this man walks away today unhappy, he may never shop here again, and who knows what he might have bought in the future. Scarves, gloves, hosiery? Now, the choice is yours, Jim. The commissions that come from a lifelong relationship, or the hollow satisfaction of knowing you followed the rules.
Okay. I'll go get the forms.
Thank you. That was very impressive.
Well, you should see me return something hard, like a house or a kidney. You see, the secret is persistence.
Ah, I'm Fraser Crane.
Oh, Samantha Pierce. Sam.
Hi.
Are you Dr. Fraser Crane?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I thought your voice sounded familiar. Though for a while there, I thought you were the white zone is for loading and unloading only guy.
No, I get that a lot. Sam, listen, may I thank you by taking you to dinner tonight?
Oh, well, that's very sweet of you, but I was really just trying to be a good Samaritan.
Oh. Oh.
Thanks anyway.
Oh, no, thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Oh, Sam.
Okay, I'd love to go to dinner.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You see, persistence pays off.
Well, actually, I was going to ask you to get my parking validated, but this works out very well, too.
47 seconds left in this fourth quarter. What are you doing?
Just watching football with it. What's the score?
27-20.
Oh, great.
Want to know who's winning?
Not particularly, no.
Well, someone has a special evening plan.
Matter of fact, I do. What tipped you off? My incredible self-confident air?
No, your silver collar pin. You only wear it when you've got a hot date. Good work getting all the tarnish off. It shined up quite nicely. Evening, Dr. Crane.
Hello, Daphne.
Dad, Fraser. Miles. You gentlemen ready to go?
Now, give me a minute.
Well, actually, Miles, I can't make it to the boat show with you and Dad this evening. It'll just be the two of you.
Oh, too bad. Well, maybe some other time.
Yeah. Goodness, well,
it is a clear night.
Ah, yes, yes. You know, it's been rather windy lately.
Just look at those stars.
Uh-huh.
Is that Orion?
Yes, I believe it is.
What the hell are you doing? We have a mutual support pact. Whenever there's a dad event, we're there for each other.
Niles, I have a date with a spectacular woman.
So what? I give up Traviata tickets to support you at a tractor pull.
Hey, Niles, I thought maybe we could stop at that medieval restaurant for dinner.
Oh, sounds great, Dad.
Daphne, would you be interested in using my ticket for the boat show tonight?
Oh, yes, that would be nice.
Very crafty.
So, who's the lucky lady?
Well, her name is Samantha Pierce. We just met yesterday. She recognized me from my radio show. And, well, you know, in fact, when I asked her out, I sensed a bit of shyness, which made me wonder if she was perhaps intimidated by my fame.
Did you say Samantha Pierce?
Yeah, dear.
Short blonde hair, blue eyes?
Right, how would you know that?
She's on Larry King.
We're here with noted attorney Samantha Pierce. She's in Los Angeles to appear with us. Currently, she's trying a case in Seattle defending the butcher knife killer. Now, Sam, I have to ask you this. Don't you think being in the public eye, dating some of the world's most famous men, affects the way jurors perceive you?
Now, that's not really fair, Larry. I don't date public figures.
What about the much-publicized relationship with Kevin Costner?
Oh, that's just a rumor.
George Stephanopoulos.
It's just a rumor, too.
Brad Pitt is another rumor?
Yeah, but I started that one.
I can certainly see how she'd be intimidated by your fame.
Geez, you know, I thought her name sounded familiar. I must have read it in the newspaper.
Congratulations, Fraze. You're playing in the big leagues now. Kevin Costner, Stephanopoulos, you.
Don't let him shake your confidence. You'll be fine. Maybe she's had her fill of attractive men and is ready for a change.
Aren't I lucky? Normally a forest troll like me has to trick a woman to get a date.
Saying is, I once dated a man who had gone out with several of the top British actresses, but got sick of their vanity and insecurity.
Oh, there, you see, it does happen.
Of course, after he got through slumming, he dumped me and went back to actresses. He did get me an autographed picture of Helena Bonham Carter. She's riding a pony.
So, Teddy Kennedy, Henry Kissinger, and the Dalai Lama are all on this plane.
Oh, wait, I think I've heard this joke.
No, this really happened to me about a month ago.
Well,
don't I feel silly?
Never mind, it's not a very good story anyway.
So how's your appetite?
Oh, delicious.
Uh-huh.
Your salad?
Well, it's very good. Well, actually, I haven't even tried it yet. I was right.
I hope this doesn't offend you, but I've had the most stressful day, and I really don't have the energy to make a lot of small talk. And plus, I'm not very hungry. Would you mind terribly if...
Look,
just...
I think I know where this is headed. You don't have to say.
Fraser, could we just go someplace and have sex?
Well, that you did have to say.
I'm sorry, that sounded forward. But it's the only thing I really want to do right now.
Well, I'm flattered, and the thought is very tempting. But you see, on my show, I'm constantly preaching that people should get to know one another,
have things in common before taking that kind of a step. What's your favorite color?
Blue.
Mine too. Check, please.
How was the boat show?
Oh, it was wonderful.
Yeah, that is one great exhibit where you climb into this boat, you put on a life jacket, and they simulate what it's like to be caught out at sea in a hurricane.
Good Lord, Niles. Why did you ever agree to go on a ride like that?
I didn't. I dined at the snack bar.
I guess this wasn't a very hot night for you, huh? Home by 10:30?
No.
Found my bra.
Well, this is a little embarrassing.
Oh, not at all, not at all. Sam, this is my brother, Dr. Niles Crane, my father, Martin Crane, and his healthcare worker, Daphne Moon.
Hello. Nice to meet you. Yeah, I've been watching the trial on TV. It's fascinating.
Oh, for us, too. Well, I better get going. I have an early morning.
Right.
Lovely meeting all of you.
Bye.
Yeah,
bye.
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 I had a wonderful evening.
So did I. Good night.
Well, I'm off to bed.
Oh, no, no, no. Not so fast, mister. You can tell by that goofy smile of yours that you're obviously smitten with this woman.
Thank you, Niles, but I am not some dewy-eyed teenager. She did say the cutest things. She said murderers often show no remorse for their actions because they have no moral center. It was cute the way she said it. All right, now, I want you to taste this. Tell me what you think.
That is spectacular. Where did you learn how to do that?
Well, just a little something I picked up as a child at sauce camp.
Hello. What? When did this happen? Well, because we're expected to give full disclosure. Can't Brendan handle it? Oh, all right. Well, I suppose you know what I'm about to say.
You want to skip dinner again and go straight to sex?
I'm sorry, Frasier. I really am. And you went to all this trouble.
It's all right. You know fine French cooking. It's always better after a night in the fridge.
Don't worry. We just came back to get our umbrellas and we'll leave it.
No, no, no. Stay.
It's all right. I've been called back to work.
Yeah.
Oh. It'd be a shame to let a good meal go to waste. Oh.
Frasier's morel mushroom and tarragon sauce.
How did you know that?
Niles has always been able to identify a sauce from a great distance.
His mother and I were so proud.
Well, if it's not too late, maybe I'll be able to come back over after.
Okay.
Either way, I'll call you.
Well, that's what you said yesterday, but you forgot.
I told you I was sorry about that. I promise. I'll call.
What a shame. And after you cook that lovely meal.
Yes, let me tell you something. Crown Roast did not prepare itself.
You know, it's funny. As much as I care for this woman, something about this relationship that leaves me vaguely unsettled.
I might venture a theory at which you're sure to hoot. What may be making you uncomfortable is that for the first time you find yourself in the more submissive role.
But what on God's earth are you talking about?
I think what he means is, you're the girl.
Well, think about it. How did you two first meet? She came to your rescue. Who initiated the first sexual encounter? She did.
She did? For God's sake, who's wearing the pants in this relationship?
That's my point exactly.
Oh, fine. Look, as much fun as it must be for you three to spin out this little theory, it's entirely without foundation.
Dear God, there's my rosemary bread.
Look, if it's any consolation, I know what you're going through. Women have been putting up with it for generations. Men say they'll call and they don't, or you get a few nice dinners and then the eventual booty call.
I did not get a booty call. What's a booty call?
It's a late night call inviting you to meet, but with the true goal of just having sex.
Oh, God, I did get a booty call.
You know, Frazier, if you ask me, you should nip this thing in the bud before it gets out of hand. I don't think we have to look beyond our own family to find an example of someone who let a woman run the show from the beginning and has been paying for it ever since.
Poor Uncle Frank.
Well, I can see I'm wasting my time fighting you people. You can take the tiniest detail from my relationship with Sam and twist it to support your ridiculous theory.
I saw a guy out on the street selling these. I thought they might cheer you up.
Oh, Sam, they're beautiful. You are so...
Oh, really gonna run.
Oh, I suppose now you're gonna read something into this.
God, I really love that tie.
Oh, well, you should. You sent it to me.
Oh, yeah, right.
You had your secretary pick it out, didn't you?
Yes, but only because he has better taste than I do. Don't worry about tonight, Frazier. I know how boring these lawyer parties always are, and I promise you we won't stay a minute longer than we have to.
Sam!
Oh, Frazier, I'd like you to meet our senior partner, Daniel Gill.
Hi, how are you? Sam, they're ready for us on that conference call?
Oh, right, yeah. Well, just take a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Frazier.
I'm Jennifer, Stewart's wife.
Hello.
This is Cindy Dulce. She's married to Bob.
Nice to meet you.
Terry Bailey. She's living with
Hello,
Ed.
Terry.
And Vanessa St. Clair, soon to be Mrs. Irving Lampowski.
Well, good heavens.
So, how long have you and Sam been seeing each other?
Well, actually, just about 3 weeks. We haven't really been able to get much time together, but she assures me that'll all change as soon as the trial's
over.
Another trial. But you'll get used to the life. Dates getting canceled, dinners left uneaten, but at least you'll get sent plenty of flowers.
Oh, Jennifer. He's a man. He won't get flowers.
Sam, could I have a word with you in private?
Sure. Is there something wrong?
Well, I know it's not the best time to bring this up, but lately I've been feeling an uneasiness about this relationship.
What do you mean?
Well, look, I'm not one to get bogged down in male-female role-playing. It's just that lately, well, take our first date. We'd barely begun dinner when you suggested that we run off and go to bed together. Well, traditionally, that is... Well, every man's dream. Okay, bad example. But then there's the way that you cancel dates all the time, and you say you'll call and you don't call, and then you have your secretary send me a gift, and then when I get upset about it, you think you can buy me off with flowers.
Is that it? That's what you dragged me out here for? I'm in the middle of the most intense case of my entire career. A man's life hangs in the balance, and you're whining about flowers?
Well, I think whining's a little strong.
Well, tell me what you mean, Frazier. I mean, if you're the one who has to work late hours and is breaking all the dates and is sending flowers and gifts, would that be okay?
No, that's not... No, it's...
Well, good God, you're a psychiatrist. Shouldn't you be above all of this?
Look, I'm just telling you how I feel. Now you're yelling at me.
Well, just tell me what you want, Frazier. Do you want to be the traditional man and I'll be the put-upon woman?
No, that's not what I want. I just wish we could have a relationship where neither one of us is the man.
So, that would make us what? A lesbian couple?
Well, they're very in now.
I know no one likes being stood up. I'll try to be more understanding.
And I'll try to stop being so damn emotional.
You know, I'm glad we had this little talk because I was about to make a very big mistake.
What?
Well, the other day when we were in the store, you mentioned that you liked something and, well, typical me, I just ran right out and bought it.
Oh, well, certainly dodged a bullet there, didn't we? So, what was it?
This.
And you
bought this for me?
You know, I'm really rather embarrassed, Fraser. You were right. I take relationships for granted, and then I just run right off to Cartier and buy an expensive gift to make up for it.
Cartier? Oh.
No, I'll return it. I promise. I know how strongly you feel.
Well, you know, maybe I've just been a bit self-absorbed lately. I'm the kind of person who likes to express their affection by buying gifts. I mean, you know, who am I to stand in your way? So, all right. It's lovely. Wow.
No, Fraser, about the gifts. I just give gifts because I can never think of the right words.
Is this what you're trying to say?
Very well put. Well, what do you say we get out of here? I'll go get our coats.
No, no. I will get our coats.
You don't know where they are.
Oh, all right, you get them.
I'm so bored. What time is it?
Time? Well, let's just have a look.
Oh,
that's
fabulous.
This is Cartier. Sam gave it to me just now.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs. Mercy. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, Seattle. We love you.